Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. It's Thursday, February 29. I'm Anthony Davis. This is 5 Minute News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges that he interfered with the 2020 election, calling into question whether his case would go to trial before the November election. While the court set a course for a quick resolution, it maintained a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. The court will hear arguments in late April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. That timetable is much faster than usual, but assuming the justices deny Trump's immunity bid, it's not clear whether a trial can be scheduled and concluded before the November election. Early voting in some states will begin in September. The court's decision to intervene in a second major case of the disgraced former president, along with the dispute over whether he is barred from being president again because of his actions following the 2020 election, underscores the direct role the conservative justices have in the outcome of the election, considering that three of them were posted by Donald Trump himself. The Supreme Court has previously held that presidents are immune from civil liability for official acts, and Trump's lawyers have for months argued that protection should be extended to criminal prosecution as well. Lower courts have so far rejected Trump's novel claim that former presidents enjoy absolute immunity for actions that fall within their official job duties. The election interference case in Washington is one of the four prosecutions Trump faces as he seeks to reclaim the White House. The United States expects to face fast-moving threats to American elections this year as artificial intelligence and other technological advances have made interference and meddling easier than before, according to the FBI director, Christopher Wray. Wray today singled out advances in generative AI, which he said had made it easier for both more and less sophisticated foreign adversaries to engage in malign influence. The remarks underscore escalating U.S. government concerns over sometimes hard-to-detect influence operations that are designed to shape public opinion. Though officials have not cited successful efforts by foreign governments to directly alter election results, they have sounded the alarm over the past decade about foreign influence campaigns. In 2016, Russian operatives sought to boost Republican Donald Trump's election chances by stealing and leaking Democratic emails and using a hidden but powerful social media campaign to sow discord among American voters. In 2020, U.S. intelligence officials have said Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to denigrate Democrat Joe Biden and help Trump in that year's election. The U.S. House passed another short-term spending measure today that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8 and another set through March 22, avoiding a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise kick in on Saturday. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill later today. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months, and many lawmakers expect it to be the last for the current fiscal year, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said that negotiators had completed six of the annual spending bills that fund federal agencies and had almost final agreement on the others. The vote to approve the measure was 320-99. It easily cleared the two-thirds majority needed for passage. At the end of the process, now expected to extend into late March, Congress is set to approve more than $1.6 trillion in spending for the fiscal year that began in October, roughly in line with the previous fiscal year. That's the amount the former Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, negotiated with the White House last year before 8 disgruntled Republican lawmakers joined with Democrats a few months later and voted to oust him from the position. The split within the GOP and their tiny House majority has bogged down the efforts to get the spending bills passed on a timely basis, with the Senate also struggling to complete work on all 12 appropriation bills. Lawmakers have resorted to a series of short-term measures to keep the government funded. I'm Anthony Davis. Click the links in the description below to become a member of the 5-Minute News community on YouTube or Patreon and help support independent, unbiased, and essential news for the US and across the world.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.